T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
Hello and welcome into Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Timothy Holcomb. And this week we have a special guest for you, the CEO and President Stacy Stewart of March of Dimes. Today we're going to talk about numerous different things. They have an upcoming March for Babies here in a short little while. Stacy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Cannot complain. Well, first of all, I want to ask, because I ask every person I have on the show, how was your organization impacted by the coronavirus? How did you guys operate through the dark days of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question. So just starting with making sure everyone knows, the March of Dimes is the leading organization fighting for the health of moms and babies. And, as a nonprofit organization, just about like every other nonprofit, we were hit pretty severely with the economic downturn that happened as a result of the pandemic. We also, a lot of our revenue comes through some of the events that we do. And when we had to have a virtual event last year, it really impacted us to have to pivot to that with almost no notice, right, early in 2020. But what I would say is that I think we did extraordinarily well in terms of really still asking the public to be mindful of the fact that we are still in a maternal and infant health crisis in this country that was only being made worse and has only been made worse as a result of the pandemic. And people were incredibly generous and enthusiastic about supporting us, both individuals, companies, and others. We were able to not only continue to do our work as successfully as we have in the past, but, you know, I would say that it became even more important to do it during the pandemic, because we know that so many pregnant women are at a greater risk of severe illness if they contract coronavirus. And we've seen that, and we have wanted to always, you know, be as responsive as we can to moms and babies, to women, but especially so during this time of this pandemic. So we're still in the pandemic. We're still not out of the woods yet, but certainly things in 2021 are better than they were in 2020. But we still need the public's help to make sure that our work in March of Dimes can be as strong as ever, because moms and babies need us now more than ever. And there was a virtual event that happened in South Carolina, but it's never too late to get involved. In fact, we're still asking people to get involved at March for Babies, help to raise money, invite your friends and family to be a part of helping every mom and every baby be as healthy as they can be. And getting more information at marchforbabies.org is a great way to find out how to get involved.
Absolutely. And I would 100% agree with you on the fact that so far this year has been a lot better than what 2020 was. But again, that's not exactly hard now, would it be? Now,
right. And
I want to talk about the main thing here, because later we're going to get into how people can donate. I want to ask you, like, you mentioned March for Babies. What is that? How is it critical to the March of Dimes mission?
Sure. Well, March for Babies is our premier event for getting people involved. It's 51 years old. It's typically a walk that happens in a local community. People can come out and walk and raise money, organize teams of friends and family to get involved with raising money and giving to the March of Dimes. This year, it's a virtual event. And this year, we're putting a focus on the fact that we absolutely want to make sure that every baby is born healthy, that every baby is born full term. But we also want to make sure we're focusing on the health of moms. And that's why this year's March for Babies has a new vision. And we're calling it a mother of a movement, because we want to make sure that we're focusing on mothers and babies together. We know that when moms are healthier, that the health outcomes for the babies are usually improved. And so helping them ensure the health of moms and babies is really important. You know, this issue is really critical because in South Carolina in particular, we have some of the highest rates of premature birth as compared to any other state in the country. The overall average, national average for premature birth in the country is a little over 10%, but in South Carolina, it's 11.5%. The infant mortality rate is also higher than national average. And it's especially true for women of color. For Black women, the preterm birth rate is 55% higher than the rate is for all other women. In Greenville County, the preterm birth rate is still higher than the national average. So we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that in South Carolina, moms and babies are healthy, especially Black and brown women and babies, but it's really for all women. We see in rural areas, for example, a significant challenge in terms of women being able to access high quality care. So our work at March of Dimes and the work that we do through engaging the community with March for Babies is really one of the most important ways that we can, you know, have the resources we need to do the research, to do our work in advocacy, to conduct the programs that are needed to get to women, programs like group prenatal care programs that we know can improve birth outcomes, and also make sure that information, high quality, trusted information is available to women so that they know what they need to do to protect themselves and their babies.
And that's crazy that the mortality rate in African-American women is higher. Now, have you guys found any kind of research as to suggesting why that is?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there's no one cause of it. It starts with this, which is that we have to understand that our health in general is not really determined as much by what happens in the doctor's office. It's really determined in how we live. So when we live in communities where we may not have access to high quality housing, where we may not have access to higher paying jobs, or where we may not have access to healthy nutrition, all of these things can impact how we live on a daily basis. And unfortunately, in rural areas and urban areas, we have too many areas where women are living in situations where the conditions around them may not be supporting the best health possible. And that certainly is true in many areas of the South. It certainly is true in South Carolina. We have, for example, in South Carolina, the number of women who are uninsured is about 14% higher than the national average. Poverty among women is 17.1%, whereas in the U.S. it's 14%, just about 15%. Still too many women not able to receive adequate prenatal care. About 17% of all women are not receiving adequate prenatal care in South Carolina as compared to about 15% nationally. So there are far too many areas in South Carolina where we have to do better to make sure that the support systems are there for women so that they have access to good health care, they can get prenatal care. But we have to look at these, we have to work even beyond just the healthcare systems to make sure that women get paid, a decent wage, to make sure that that families are living in the highest quality housing possible that's still affordable. We have to deal with the fact that too many women, especially during this pandemic, are having to balance so many things. The stress and anxiety that families have faced, especially women and pregnant women, that can impact their health as well. So you see, it's a multi-layered, causes for why we see the maternal and infant health outcomes that we see. But we do know that if we can just focus on providing more and more support to women to make sure that they have access to good nutrition, high quality housing, high quality healthcare, we can certainly do better to make sure that maternal and infant health outcomes are improved.
Now, for someone in the audience that maybe listen, be like, that right there just motivated them and that they want to be able to help. Is there a certain way that you guys, through March of Dimes, have the opportunity where someone can go online to be able to contribute to that and to help towards that cause?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, just go to marchforbabies.org and get involved. You can find, the local activities in South Carolina. Get involved with raising money, raising awareness. You can share it on your social media and get more involved there. One of the things that we have done every single year is to make sure that Greenville and communities around the country have access to opportunities to make sure that their communities can really focus on helping moms and babies. And there are a number of ways that can happen in South Carolina. I mean, a lot of our work is going to be through policy change, through making sure that we're getting information out to women, to setting up new programs to make sure that these group prenatal care programs and other things can be done not only in person but virtually. So all of the money that goes to support March of Dimes through March for Babies goes to make sure that we can make a difference on the ground. The other thing I'll just say is that for everybody that raises $500 or more, the March of Dimes will be making a special contribution to provide meals to families who end up in the neonatal intensive care unit when their baby is born prematurely. Often babies have to end up in the NICU for a period of time. And one of the things that families need is healthy meals while their baby is in the hospital, sometimes for days, weeks, and months on end. And so for everybody that raises more than $500, there'll be a special connection to NICU families and staff and also frontline workers to make sure that we know how much we appreciate them, especially as hard as they've worked through this pandemic. So we really want to encourage everybody to get involved and raise as much money and awareness as you possibly can.
Now, for the audience and members that are just joining us, can you say one more time about the website in which people can go and donate to this cause?
Absolutely. So there's a couple ways to get connected. One is through marchforbabies.org. You can sign up there, get information about local events in South Carolina. But also there's another fun way that we just introduced about how you can get involved. While everyone's in the pandemic and while we can't come together for a big walk in person, we've got to maintain social distancing, we introduced a new app on any app store. Just go to March of Dimes, download the March of Dimes Charity Cloud app. And you can, while you're doing your walks for your own health, I know I'm walking every single day for my mental health and physical health. Every single mile that you walk could actually be raising money for a mom or a baby in need. So two things, go to either marchforbabies.org, marchforbabies.org, sign up there, or download the app, which is the March of Dimes Charity Cloud app on your smartphone, and sign up there to start walking and raising money that way as well.
See, that's awesome, because that's a way in which people that may say, I don't necessarily have the money to be able to raise money, that they have this opportunity so that way that they can still contribute to the cause. So that is absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely. And every single dollar matters, even if it's just $5 or $10 and you raise money from, 5 or 10 friends. I mean, that all adds up over time, and it's really fun to get your friends and family involved and get them excited about something that matters. I mean, look, we're heading into Mother's Day, and I can't think of a better time to be thinking about honoring mothers and investing in the health of mothers. We all have a mom. I know all of us are going to give something to our own mothers or honor our mothers, even if our mothers are not here anymore. But think about the moms who are pregnant or soon to be moms who are pregnant now or just gave birth, who may be struggling and need a lot of help right now, who may themselves have chronic health conditions and may not have the help that they need. We have in South Carolina, the rate of maternal death in South Carolina is significantly higher than it is around the country. We have about maternal deaths occur at a rate of 42% higher than that of the rate across the United States of America. That means that there are moms who die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth who then are not there to raise their own children. And their babies are having to be raised by a spouse, a partner, grandparents. And that's happening at a 42% higher rate than it happens in other parts of the United States or the United States overall. If that's not a big wake-up call to think about the fact that every single day We have far too many women who are dying or come close to death, or babies that are born prematurely who, if they survive to their first birthday and beyond, may be living with health complications for their entire lives. That's what it means to be born prematurely or to not be born full term. That's why this is so important. We can do better by making sure that moms and babies have the help that they need. And if we reach women before they're pregnant and make sure they have support during pregnancy and especially postpartum, once the baby comes, at least 1 year after the baby comes, we can turn these statistics around and improve health outcomes for moms and babies. But it's going to require all of us to get involved, and that's why we want to make sure that March for Babies is an important opportunity that you have to get involved if this is an issue you care about. I've talked to many, many parents and many families who've been touched by these issues. I've talked to so many families who had a baby that was born too sick and too soon, or women who have died almost as a result of pregnancy and childbirth or became severely ill. Look, we don't need to do this to any mom. We shouldn't have any mom or baby that experiences these life-changing and life-threatening situations. So it's important that we remember, especially around Mother's Day, that we can certainly do better. In the wealthiest country in the world, we must do better by our moms and babies.
Absolutely, 100%. And I sympathize with that because there was about a few weeks ago, we had at our radio stations around here in the building, we had Radiothon where we all the proceeds and stuff from our listeners donated to the Children's Hospital here, and we had stories very similar to what you're describing there, and many people do not know that the U.S. is still among the most dangerous developed nations for a woman to give birth. That's crazy.
It is true, and it's especially true in many of our southern states and South Carolina and other states where we see some of the worst outcomes are across the southern part of the United States. So I have family members from South Carolina. My mother is from Rock Hill. My sisters live in Charleston. I have family in and around Columbia. I'm very familiar with South Carolina and, consider it another home of mine. So I'd love to see South Carolina really respond in a really positive way because I think South Carolinians can do so much more for moms and babies. I know how much they care about families, and I know how much they care about families, whether they're in the rural areas or rural parts of the state or in the urban parts of the state. So I'm looking forward to South Carolina really rising up and addressing the challenge of what moms and babies are facing there in the state of South Carolina.
Now I want to shift just a little bit because we all know you mentioned at the beginning of that 2020 was not a great year, and there were a lot of things that kind of came to light. And one of those things was we saw a push for racial justice and the need to address systemic racism that is still present in our society today in certain aspects. How has that affected the March of Dimes mission?
Well, we have, I think even you're right that this past 2020 was terrible in terms of the pandemic. It was awful in terms of really elevating the racial unrest and the underlying racial challenges that have existed in this country for far too long. The good thing about the work of the March of Dimes is we had already begun turning our attention to the issue of health equity even before the murder of George Floyd and the murder of Breonna Taylor and so many others. Because you could look at the data and actually acknowledge the fact that, when Black women in this country die at a rate of 3 to 4 times that of white women, when a Black woman in the U.S. is 50% more likely to give birth prematurely, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that if we want to turn these outcomes around, we've got to do it for, we've got to reach every mom and every baby, wherever she and her children live. But we absolutely need to do better by women of color, by Black and brown women in every part of this country. And that's been an intentional effort of the March of Dimes, even looking at the issues of implicit bias and how healthcare professionals and healthcare providers recognize their own implicit biases and recognize where there may be a bias around providing the highest quality healthcare to a woman who is a woman of color, a Black woman in this country. We've had far too many Black and brown women express the fact that when they show up at a doctor's office or show up at the hospital, they don't feel respected or heard. And we have often seen how that lack of attentiveness and a lack of attention often leads to severe illness and even death. And the research is there, the studies are there to show it. Even the CDC has said that 2/3 of all the maternal deaths in this country are avoidable with the right diagnosing and a prompt diagnosing of challenges when pregnant women and new moms report that they're having symptoms, with the ability to really listen and respectfully respond to those women when they express they have challenges. So if the CDC has seen that through their own eyes that this is an issue that that can be avoided, then that means that all of us have to do more to respond to the needs of women. And no woman's race or ethnicity or zip code should stand in the way of her receiving the highest quality health care, especially if it means protecting her life and then protecting the life of her baby. So that's something that the Marjorie we believe in strongly. We live by those values. We hold ourselves accountable to do as much as we can to make sure that we improve outcomes in communities of color. And we work with partners who are committed to do the same. And that's in South Carolina and Greenville and every part of this country. So it is certainly true that in this country, we have to overcome the issues of racial inequity. And that's for, you know, everywhere in every community. And it's especially true in the South. So we have to come together to do more to make sure that every mom and baby is protected and healthy. And we have to acknowledge that it should not be in the United States of America that any woman, especially a woman of color, should have to face the situation of not being treated fairly and respectfully when she's seeking medical care.
Absolutely. I think that's something that we could and very well should get behind. Absolutely. Well, I promised you before we came on for the interview that I would do truth or myth, I try to ask every single one of the people that I interview. And I have three questions. Are you ready?
I think so.
So in reality, up to 50% of preterm births have no cause. Truth or myth?
Well, I would say it's a myth. There is a cause to preterm births. There may be different causes for it. Some of those causes are not yet known, and that's why the work of the March of Dimes is so important to do the research that we need to better understand some of the underlying causes of premature birth.
Okay. Next one. Preborn babies will grow up normally.
Well, I would say that is a little bit truth and a little bit myth. I would say that, you know, premature birth and the consequences of premature birth are leading causes of death for children between the ages of 0 and 5. If a child survives beyond childhood, often later on down the road, some of those children that were born prematurely as they turn into adults may face other health challenges. And we do know that premature birth can lead to lifelong health challenges like developmental delays, cognitive delays. It leads to cerebral palsy and other kinds of things. So, I would say that many, many children who are born prematurely will do fine. But I think far too many premature babies do end up, if they survive prematurity, they end up having lifelong health challenges.
Wow. Well, now the last one I have, I saw this and I was like, all right, I have to ask her this because I feel like if I was a mom, I'm obviously not, but if I was a mom and this happened, I would absolutely lose it. And then it says you cannot bond with your baby while they are in intensive care unit if they are born premature.
Oh, I think that's a false.
Okay. Well, okay. I wanted to ask that just to check that. I was like, that would be brutal. Okay. So that's a myth. Good.
I think, you know, obviously there can be some interruption in terms of being able to, you know, if your baby is in the NICU, you're not able to necessarily hold your baby, take your baby home immediately the way you would if your pregnancy had gone normally. But one of the things that we focus on within the NICU is how can we get to a place where babies can, where parents can do kangaroo care, skin to skin care. That certainly helps with bonding. We know that to the extent that when parents are ready to breastfeed, that can certainly help with the bonding. And breastfeeding is best for baby at all times. That helps babies that are full term as well as babies that are premature. And when babies are ready to do that, that helps with the bonding as well. Sure, it is difficult when your baby is in the NICU, but we do everything possible through our NICU family support programs and to make sure that, and we know that NICUs generally try to do as much as they can to make sure that even if the normal bonding elements aren't there, that parents who are there in the NICU have an ability to touch their babies, to be there for the babies, and make sure their babies know that they're there for them. That is the best thing for a baby, is knowing that a loving mom and a loving family is there to support them. So that is the first and foremost, the most important thing we can do to make sure that babies survive prematurity, is to make sure that they know that they're connected to a loving family and certainly a loving mom.
Absolutely. That's the number one goal. Absolutely. Well, we were coming to the end of our time here this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. And real quick, before we go, so someone wants to donate and needs to hear a number to call or a website to visit one more time. Can you give them that real quick?
Absolutely. Go to get involved now with the work of the March of Dimes with our big event, marchforbabies.org, marchforbabies.org. And get involved. It's not too late in South Carolina. You can still get involved, still be helpful. And it's Mother's Day, so this is a great time to do it. Also, download the app on the App Store, at your App Store, and it's the March of Dimes Charity Cloud app, and you can find it easily on the App Store.
Great. Fantastic stuff as always. Thank you so much. She is CEO and president of the March of Dimes, Stacy Stewart. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week. See ya.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.